something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the church yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and see this. Here, Peter testifies, for we have not followed. Now, he look at his testimony. He wants them to understand, just like John. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were what? Eyewitnesses of his majesty. He bears testimony again. He says, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Why did Jesus need this? He needed them because the law was clear. The testimony of two or three witnesses. And that's why he took three of them to the mountain. He needed them. He needed their testimony. It was law. It was what God said. He demanded it in the law. But brothers and sisters, go to St. John's Gospel chapter 20, verse 24 will be all right. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. This was after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Next verse. After 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, he turned right to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Now he gets excited. Thomas gets excited. What do you think Jesus should say here? I told you. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Let me explain this to you. He chooses a word here. Normally, they would pick a word to bless. Eulogio. Okay? Usually they pick that word to bless in the more poetical form. But no, Jesus this time chooses another word. Makarios. Makarios is not like when you say, blessed art thou, you are blessed. You are blessed. That's not what Jesus was saying here. Makarios means you are supremely blessed. Makarios is a word of transportation. It means you have been lifted beyond this realm. That's what it means. When it says, blessed are they, it means they are independent of circumstances. They have been lifted to another level. It's not just a bestowal, but a lifting. That's Makarios. It is a blessing of separation. Not just, you know, you can be blessed. That's eulogio. Blessed, you know, things are conferred on you. In Makarios, you are lifted, you are separated. Then others are seeing you. He's supremely blessed. They say he's supremely blessed. He's not like us. He doesn't belong here. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amazing. This is something totally new that Jesus brought. He didn't come to set up a religion. No. The problem has been that for a long time, many of God's people have not been taught right. For a long time, many haven't known what real Christianity is. They think they were handed another nice religion. They think Christianity means I'm a worshiper of God. It's much more than that. Jesus is telling you here that he says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. These are those who have been freed from their senses, freed from the flesh. This was the message that Paul was able to grasp, which many of the apostles couldn't understand. What was going on here? He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the senses, but after the Spirit. A church that lives in the Word, a church that's been transported beyond this realm of human limitations. Hallelujah. Where is this thing going? What is God thinking? I can show you his thinking. I can show you. We'll look at the prayers of the Apostle Paul, but these are the prayers of the Spirit, and that's what they're given to us as Scripture. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14. Let's take it slowly. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may settle, make up his home in your hearts by faith. By faith. Not I feel the presence of God in me now. No. Say, I've passed that level. I've passed that level. You know, I've seen a lot in the church. Years ago, for example, when the move of the Spirit was strong in the 1980s, this was a new move that began right in the 1980s, precisely from 1980, because I was part of that move, even though I was very young. I was part of that move. Oh boy, we saw a lot of things. The move of the Spirit of God. Amazing, amazing, amazing. But I also remember the teachings of the church at the time. Not so much was known. There's a lot of feeling, you know. And there are many who wish for those days where they'll feel it and know that God is present. And when they don't feel like close to God, they think something's gone wrong. They want to feel it again. They want to feel it again. And that is where we found ourselves, carrying that message. of the anointing. Oh, how the church has longed for the anointing and wept for it and begged for it and fasted for it, prayed for it. How the church has gone for it. A church that was full of the Holy Ghost, begging for the anointing. Because the church mostly had been taught wrong. They got a little light and thought it was a great sun. Listen, it's so simple, very simple. If I asked you, dear sister, do you have the Holy Spirit? You do. Where does he live? In your head? In your hands? Where is he? He's inside you? Okay. So you see, you have the confidence that you have the Holy Spirit. What is the anointing? You know what it is? The anointing is the effect. It is the effect of the workings of the Holy Spirit. The effect. Sometimes it is also the impact or impartation of the Holy Spirit's power. For example, when the anointing comes on a cloth, like the handkerchiefs and aprons, the Bible tells us, that's an impartation of his power on that material. I have a question for you. The person and his effect, the person and his impartation, which is greater? It is like the man and his shadow. Men have ignored the man and pursued his shadow for so long. How much people have tried to receive more anointing and wished for it and prayed for it and begged for it. Men who were full of the Holy Spirit.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.